This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 9, 2016. Sunrise at 6:16 a.m., sunset at 7:02 p.m. From the Salem News, Ethan Foreman writes that State Representative Ted Speliotis, a Democrat from Danvers, one of the most senior lawmakers on Beacon Hill, trounced anti-pipeline activist and West Peabody businessman Bob Croce, Jr., as the two squared off in a 13th Essex District Democratic primary that saw a low turnout of voters and supporters. In what was one of the few legislative primary races, Speliotis beat back the challenge, 1,901 votes to 1,087 for Croce, according to an unofficial tally on a whiteboard at the Speliotis campaign's victory party at the Polish Club on Cheever Street in Danvers, according to Ethan Foreman. Speliotis garnered all 8 precincts in Danvers and earned 1,308 votes to Croce's 401 in Danvers in unofficial results. Paul Layton also writes in the Salem News that in that primary election that was expected to draw a rather low turnout, voters went to the polls Thursday to select one Democrat and one Republican to advance to November's final election for Essex County Sheriff. The Associated Press announced that Ann Manning Martin of Peabody, a deputy superintendent for Essex County Corrections, would face off against Lynn Police Chief Kevin Coppinger in the race in November. Well, apparently there's a rabid fox on the run in Peabody, and chasing that story, here's Bill Newell.
The Board of Health is urging residents to use caution after a rabid fox bit at least one person earlier this week. In a story written by Adam Swift in today's Daily Item of Lynn, the fox, which bit a person on Johnson Street on Monday, tested positive for rabies, according to Sharon Cameron, the city's health director. A second unrelated person in the same neighborhood also reported being attacked by the fox on Monday. Quote, although it is likely that both incidents involved the same fox, we cannot be certain, said Cameron. The fox that attacked the person on Johnson Street was killed by the animal control officer. Since it is unknown if the same animal was involved in the second incident, Cameron said the city is urging an abundance of caution and has alerted residents about steps to minimize exposure to rabies. I'm Bill Newell for MSONewsSports.com. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that money to fund a half dozen projects through Rockport's Community Preservation Act revenues and a proposal to set standards regulating landing areas for helicopters or other aircraft will be on the table for the town meeting in Rockport on Monday night. The meeting, as always, focuses in part on following up the town budget approvals and other financial issues left from the annual town meeting held in April. Ray Lamont writes that it also gives town voters the chance to weigh in on Community Preservation Act-based funding proposals for a $250,000 mill pond restoration project and a $300,000 proposal to repair and restore the nearly 140-year-old Pigeon Cove Fire Station. And it calls for setting town regulations to govern the establishment of aircraft landing areas geared toward the takeoffs and landings of helicopters, such as those that have sparked concerns in the Granite Street neighborhood in recent years. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.